Items 1 and 2 will be heard concurrently. Item 1 is an application for the closing of the southeast corner of Homewood Avenue and the public lanes west of St. Mary's Road between Avalon Road and Bailey Avenue. Item 2 is an application for subdivision and rezoning for land located at the southwest corner of St. Mary's Road and Avalon Road under file DASZ 29 of 2007.
Okay, the applicant is the applicant has stepped forward, Mr. Patrick Hamilton. Please begin.
Good evening, councillors. Patrick Hamilton, 276 Colony Avenue, appearing on behalf of 215 Holdings. 215 Holdings, councillors, is a subsidiary of Hopewell Developments Limited, which you may be familiar with, doing a fairly ambitious project at the corner of McGilvery and Keniston, called Keniston Common Shopping Centre, which is coming to a near conclusion. This is a piece of property that was acquired, in fact, from the City of Winnipeg through a public proposal call, and 215 Holdings have acquired this site subject to rezoning and street and lane closings. I've had an opportunity to meet with a number of the residents. We held a public open house about a month ago, received several instructive comments from 30 or 35 people that attended at that time. And I think it would best serve our purposes, Mr. Chairman, if I was to stand aside and allow you to hear from some of the residents. I believe there are some spokespeople here that will be addressing some concerns.
Okay.
We have responded to many of the concerns raised and have acknowledged some of that information back to the residents by way of a letter to them. However, there are some other issues that I think we may need to deal with following the comments of the residents. So with your permission, Councillor, if there are no questions, I would suggest you hear directly from them at this time.
Are there any questions from the any of the councillors? Okay. That's fine, Patrick. We do have one person who's registered in support, so I'll call that person's name. Alfredo Velasco, registered in support. Would you like to speak or just be registered? In opposition. Oh, that changes things. Is there anyone here who is in support of the application that has not filled out one of these sheets? Okay. We are going to go to those residents who are listed in opposition. Is there a spokesperson amongst the 12 to 15 people that are registered in opposition that would like to come down? Please come down. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Murray Gibson, and I live at 116 Avalon Road, and that has been my principal residence since 1971. And I'm here today as one of the spokespersons representing residents of the area adjacent to the proposed development. I would first of all like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to express our concern at a meeting such as this. My responsibility is to address the concerns that we share collectively and to respectfully make some recommendation. There are others here that are more directly affected by the proposed changes who would also like to speak to the direct impact that this proposal will have on them, and we are also pleased that there's a delegation of people who are here tonight, area residents that have also joined us. Initially, I would like to say that we are not here because we are opposed to commercial development. We appreciate the amenities that exist in St. Vitale, and we are cognizant of the vital role that most commercial development plays in the lifestyle we enjoy. I would also like to thank Stevenson Advisors, who represents the developers, for taking the time to arrange for a meeting in our community in order to inform residents of his client's intentions. On January 16th, area residents were invited to a community informational meeting arranged by Mr. Patrick Hamilton and also attended by Mr. Kevin Lawler, the district planner for the City of Winnipeg, and Mr. Raymond Wan, the local architect for the project. This was followed by a meeting of the residents on February 8th, at which time they affirmed their position and reviewed a follow-up communication from Patrick Hamilton of Stevenson Advisors, and I have distributed a copy of that communication that went to the residents. The following comments, I believe, are a reflection of our common concerns. One has to do with the closure of Avalon Road. The issue of the closure of Avalon Road was first raised by Mr. Lawler at the initial community informational meeting, and then again raised again in a letter from Mr. Hamilton. The impression that was left was that the closure of Avalon was a consideration that was imminent and somehow tied to the proposed development. On contacting Mr. Roy Hartman of Streets and Transportation, I was clearly told that the potential closure of Avalon was not tied to this development and that was 10 years and maybe as much as 20 years down the road. The consideration for a grade-separated interchange at St. Mary's and Bishop Grandin was viewed as very expensive and only be considered if traffic volumes on Bishop Grandin warranted it. So we would like to request that any future consideration of the closure of Avalon be taken only in conjunction with community consultation held expressly for that purpose and only after all residents who may be affected by such a change are notified, including everyone who lives on that street, which was not the notification process here. The second issue is about subdivision and rezoning. The community residents have no objection to the City of Winnipeg's street and lane closures as indicated at the community postings. We do, however, have serious concerns with the entire property being zoned C2. We object to it for the following reasons. Number one, it sets a questionable precedent for commercial development on the west side of St. Mary's Road. I have included maps, which you have a copy of the commercial zoning on the west side of St. Mary's, all the way from Elm Park Road in the north to Ward Avenue in the south. This is the furthest incursion by commercial development into residential areas in this entire stretch. What are the criteria by which these decisions of this nature are made? And if none exist, surely it must concern members of this committee when precedents are set that it could have future implications for other development applications. The City of Winnipeg Public Service recommends that the area identified as future residential on proposed Plan B in the extreme northwest corner of the subject site be left undisturbed in its current treed state, and that be reflected in the above-noted final plan approval. While this is an admirable recommendation, it does not permanently alleviate the concerns raised by area residents. Area residents living on Bailey would like to know that they will not be enclosed on three sides by three-story apartment buildings in the south, a shopping mall with 20-foot parapets on the east, and potentially a wall of condominiums on the north. I would like to remind members of the community committee that the land where these residents now live on Bailey was once city-owned property sold to a developer, as is the proposed development property. Can the city now, in good conscience, allow development in such a way as to isolate and devalue their property? The city's own website under the Winnipeg Zoning Bylaw Review asks the question, why do we need zoning? And the first response is to protect property values. The residents of Bailey need to know that their property values are being protected by any development, either now or in the future. Vernon Rose Steinhiller Hilber, who have resided at 44 Avalon since 1963, need to know that neither now nor in the future will they be looking at the sidewall of a condominium or commercial development built within 10 foot of the front lot lines in the adjoining property while they sit required with a 35-foot setback. By allowing a C2 zoning, there is no future protection for area residents. We see no reason for extending the C2 zoning beyond the strict requirement for commercial development. The current recommendations from Winnipeg Public Service simply delay the problem and allow the developer, whoever that may be, to develop the property at a later date under regulations consistent with commercial zoning, and neighborhood residents will have no recourse since this hearing would effectively close future debates on this property. We find that unacceptable. The last communication received by neighborhood residents from the developer's representative in early February indicated the developer was not prepared to consider larger setbacks, and if changes were made to the height of proposed condominiums, this would potentially result in further reduced setbacks. In conversations with Mr. Hamilton of Stevenson Advisors, one of the possibilities raised for the property on Avalon was possibly a doctor's office with an adjoining parking lot. To put it succinctly, we see no reason why the developer's desire to generate commercial revenue from what is, and we believe clearly should be, an R15 property should now become the problem of the neighboring properties. Attempts to change the zoning on the properties along Avalon designated on Plan B as proposed residential are clearly not in the long-term interest of area residents. It is our understanding that Mr. Hamilton has also indicated to the city that a potential resolution to the problem would be for the land along Avalon, previously known as proposed residential, to be eliminated from the planned development and retained by the city. There has been no mention of this possibility in the response from the Winnipeg Public Service. And I would like to stress this. Our clear preference would be that the property along Avalon not be allowed to be zoned C2, and that further it be retained as single-family dwelling property, either by the developer or the City of Winnipeg, and only developed for that purpose. Potential drive-through restaurant or drive-through development. The third major concern expressed by area residents was the potential for a drive-through venue within the commercial complex. We are pleased that both the developer and the City of Winnipeg have recognized the detrimental effect this could have to area residents and to traffic flows on St. Mary's, as well as streets like Riel, which is a feeder onto St. Mary's for many local residents. We want to thank you for that consideration. Fourth issue was access to Avalon Road. We are also pleased that Property Planning and Development Department has always contended that any commercial development on the corner of Avalon and St. Mary's should not have direct access to Avalon Road. Neither the street itself nor the intersection is conducive to increased traffic. The recommendation of the Public Works Department to move approaches away from the corner is also positive. However, there are still concerns that the development of the commercial complex could also add to traffic for those living on Glen Meadow to St. Mary's stretch of Avalon. It is hardly conceivable that traffic approaching from the south and wanting to enter the proposed complex will drive north through the major intersection, Bishop Grandin, make a U-turn at St. Michael's Road and return to the complex. It would seem more likely they will simply turn on Riel, proceed down Glen Meadow, turn right on Avalon, and then right into the St. Mary's Strip Mall. Depending on the type of business located in the property development, this may or may not add significant traffic to Glen Meadow and Avalon. This has potential to create increased traffic on Glen Meadow, which backs on Darwin School, and would potentially create increased risk for many children living in multiple family dwellings on Glen Meadow and those who access Darwin from the field off of Glen Meadow. It also creates the concern for increased traffic on Avalon, which is currently an unpaved street and not conducive to heavy traffic flows, with further deterioration of the street and increased dust to area residents. At the very least, we would like to see traffic flows on that section of Avalon monitored, as well as on Glen Meadow and Riel. As residents, we are resigned to the fact that at some distant point, the closing of Avalon may become a matter of discussion due to increased traffic flows on Bishop Grandin. We would not like to see this precipitated by a lack of foresight in planning this development. Finally, old growth trees. For those of us who have resided in the area for some time, one of the enticements to the area was the existence of old growth trees. It is evident from the aerial mappings, which you have received a copy from us and from the Planning and Property Department, the property in question is a fine example of native species of bur oak and maple that have existed on this location for many years. As the developer has indicated, the city does not require that any existing vegetation on the site be retained. Again, the Winnipeg Zoning Bylaw Review website clearly states that landscaping is to be provided, although it does not require individualized negotiations. However, it is also clear that while the bylaw does not require that mature trees be preserved, it does contain an incentive to preserve them. We are asking that the developer be strongly encouraged to take into account the potential for the preservation of existing mature trees, both in the design and development stages. Members of the committee, I wish to thank you for the opportunity to present on behalf of neighborhood residents, and if you have any questions, I would be happy to attempt to answer them.
Thank you, Murray. Thank you for a very well thought out presentation. Do we have any questions from Councillor Steve Swindell?
Thanks very much, Mr. Gibson, for the presentation. Very clear. And we'll discuss them at the appropriate time with the applicant. Okay.
Thank you.
In terms of the process, Mr. Gibson, you mentioned there were two meetings with the developer?
There was one with the developer and one at which area residents came together to meet as area residents.
How many residents were involved in that process?
I think on the list of the second meeting, I counted about 21 or 22, and there was around 30 or slightly over that at the first meeting.
Okay, and are you speaking on behalf of those residents?
I'm speaking on behalf of the residents. They asked at that meeting if I would speak on their behalf. There are a couple of other residents living immediately adjacent to this who would like to express their concern as it affects them directly. I live further up Avalon in the second block.
Thank you. Thank you. Could we bring, I'd like to, are there any other resident representatives who would like to speak on behalf of several people? Please come on down, state your name and your address for the record. Welcome. State your name and address for the record.
My name is Dave DeLipper. I live at 48 Avalon Road, which is just up the street, two houses down from the rezoning scheduled or proposed for C2 commercial on Avalon. I'd like to start off today saying good day, gentlemen. Where the proposed zoning changes to take place and, if approved, condo development. First of all, too, I'm speaking on behalf of myself and my neighbor. And we're directly beside the proposed condo development. My neighbor resides at 44 Avalon, which is right on the property line to where that development would take place, just to the west of it. At an earlier information meeting held with the city representative, a lot of questions were asked by neighboring residents. We received answers back from the Stevenson Group representative, Patrick Hamilton, also at the meeting, much appreciated, but one question and answer stood out, and it was in regards to the setbacks and condos facing Avalon Road, which with C2 would be 10 feet. And I quote a question I directly asked, and it was as what would be the setbacks for residents planned on Avalon Road? We received the answer back, and it said that we attempted to keep the front yards on Avalon to a minimum and avoid setting back homes further towards the Bailey residence, and further setbacks would result in a decrease in their rear yards. This sounds considerate on their part, but it is also no consideration for the resident, my neighbor Vern and Rose Steinhilber, who will be boarding right next to these condos. Vern and Rose were the first residents to build on this block in 1962, which was and still zoned R1 residential single-family dwelling. When built in 1962, Vernon Rose had to maintain a 35-foot setback from the property line, as was my house, which was built in 1973. If zoned C2 commercial, which would allow these condos to be built, 10-foot setbacks would also be allowed. My neighbor, under his present zoning, prohibits him from even building a fence 4 feet high in front of his house, higher than 4 feet. That's this high. If these condos are built, when he stands out his front door and he looks out to the east, the only thing he's going to see is a wall extending out 25 feet and two stories plus high. Doesn't sound very appealing to me, and I'm sure that no one here would find that appealing as well. I can understand why the setbacks would be important to build six 1,100-square-foot plus condos require that much room. I know from talking with all the residents on Bailey that no one wants two-story buildings at the rear with parking. There would be no opposition to residential homes similar to those on Bailey with backyards looking over their fence and not parking lots with light standards, etc. I know the city was approached to see if they could eliminate the lands to the west of the proposed commercial site, but from talking to Mr. Hamilton a few days ago, they have yet to receive an answer back. These lands could be taken out of the equation and retained and sold and developed into single-family homes similar to those on Bailey with existing R1 zoning. Let me say in closing that speaking on behalf of myself and my good neighbors, Steinhilbers, we don't oppose the commercial development proposed facing St. Mary's Road. However, we do have concern with increased traffic and everything that goes with that. I am sure the residents on Bailey will have additional concerns as well. Thank you for your time and consideration. If you have any questions, you can ask me.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Any questions?
David, I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correct here. What you want to see is a buffer for the existing residential that is consistent with your existing residential. You don't object to some sort of commercial use on St. Mary's Road. What about the closure of Avalon? You didn't mention anything about the closure of Avalon.
I knew Murray was going to be talking about it. I mean, that's a concern. I mean, the traffic problems, even with building the commercial buildings, is going to cause problems, because the only way you can't make lefts on Avalon onto St. Mary's, except for Sundays, and the only way to go northbound on St. Mary's right now is on Real, and it's horrible to turn on there with the traffic, especially in the morning. So it's going to increase all the traffic all the way on Darwin. People are going to be going around to get on St. Mary's, and that proposed closure down the line is going to only add problems. But
I said the closure of Avalon. I didn't mean the closure.
My big concern is the rezoning of the property, portion of the property west of the St. Mary's part that they want to put commercial. There's four houses that could fit in there right now that back up to the residence on
Bailey.
On Bailey. Yeah. And that setbacks would, for my neighbor, would be horrible. I mean, he'd look out and he'd just see a big wall. And yet he couldn't even build a 4-foot fence in front of his yard.
And the setback on the front street there right now is 25 feet?
When he built his house,
it was 35.
It was 35 feet, and that's my setback, is 35 feet. And commercial zoning would allow 10 feet.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you,
David.
Thank you.
Are there any other spokespersons for the residents? Please come forward. State your name and address for the record. Okay.
Good evening. My name is Kelly O'Rourke, and I'm a resident at 19 Bailey Avenue, and I speak on behalf of the residents of Bailey. When the area was first bought from the city and developed 7 years ago, we certainly were aware that there may have been plans in the future for widening Bishop Grandin, and that was shared with us. At no point did any of us hear or understand that there was a possibility of commercial development. So we are greatly concerned with and oppose the proposed rezoning for two main reasons. This is literally in our backyards, particularly the piece that we're talking about along Avalon Road. The proposed condo developments, all of our homes on the stretch of Bailey, all seven houses are bi-levels. The proposed condo development is two-story, and I'm sure you can imagine what that would look like. The height of two-story condos looking in into our homes, into our backyards. Also, in terms of how it was proposed by the developer, the back portion of that would be a lighted parking lot for condo development, directly shining again into our backyards. We are not opposed to the idea of it being a similar residential, single-story, single-family development, much as we have. In fact, when Bailey was first purchased by the developer, Odyssey Homes, that was his wish to purchase from the city to exactly for infill housing, which it's ideal for. Additionally, our concern is absolutely the traffic in the area that would be created through the rerouting. With Darwin School, with the young children in the area on Bailey Avenue itself, as well as the apartment buildings that are across the street on Bailey. There are a large number of small children. There's a lot of events that happen in Darwin Field in the evening, and we know that the traffic would absolutely be impacted. So for those two reasons, we ask very strongly that you give consideration to turning down the proposed rezoning and leave, in particular, the area on Avalon as residential. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Any questions for Kelly O'Rourke?
Thanks.
You. Are there any other citizen representatives who would like to speak? I have a list of people that are registered in opposition. I'm going to read through the list. You're not obliged to come down and read a presentation. If you want to, you can just register your opposition by lifting your hand, and you will be registered. Henry Neufeld, in opposition. W. Korluk, opposition. Stan Groshak, Anita Groshak, in opposition. Alfredo Valesco, 11 Avalon, in opposition. Janice Lukes, for information, actually. Janice, I've got you down for information? Okay. She's for information. W. Steinhilder, in opposition. Thank you. Lori and Christopher Brewster, in opposition. Is there anyone else in the room who is in opposition who didn't fill out a sheet? Hearing none, I will. Okay, I have for information is Janice Luke, so I'll repeat that. And for information, Rebecca Bradburn. Okay, so you're in opposition? Okay. We will go back to the applicant to come forward. Mr. Patrick Hamilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My choice to stand down and not make comments previously was that I assumed we're headed for a layover, and not to belabor this point too much further. You know, we didn't configure this property. This was configured by the City of Winnipeg, and I think it is an unusual configuration at best. It is the residual of leftover transportation lands. It was planned, as I understand it, for a cloverleaf at one time, and the city has reduced their transportation planning to that of simply an off-ramp. In initially approaching the property, it was also clear to us that we would have to do something different relative to the Bailey Avenue residence, and our thinking was to put a small condominium complex in there. Also, in our discussions following the public meeting, we did go back to planning, property, and development and asked whether they would consider eliminating this portion of the land, that fronting onto to Avalon behind the Bailey residence, from the transaction. And they were unable to respond to that, unfortunately, until this public hearing had been held. It would be my belief that you've got a strong signal from the area residents that this is not an acceptable use, and we are not here to take issue with that. So what we think we need is some time to speak to the department about changing either the character of the lands being purchased to eliminate that part of the property, or some other arrangement for a different type of use. So on that point, we would suggest, or we would concur, that a layover be given some time to approach the department. I might just add, based on some of the comments from the residents, that the closing of Avalon is really not our issue. That is something that we are neither opposing or supporting. When the city gets around to closing Avalon, relative to their own transportation planning needs, is just fine with us.
I think we can leave the issue of Avalon.
All right.
The street closure is what I meant, not the closure of Avalon. Sorry.
The street closures are only that to facilitate the consolidation.
Although
it would
add a spice to the hearing if we decided we wanted to close down Avalon too.
All right. At any rate, not our issue. And other than that, I don't have much to add. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to respond.
Councillor Steeves.
Yeah, your instincts are correct. I understand there's some specific issues we have to work out with the property and development. My inclination at this stage is, given we've heard from everybody, is to set this matter over for the one-month period until the next meeting. We can close the public representations, and this committee will reserve the right to hear from one or a maximum of two representatives from the area at the next meeting. That would be my suggestion, and we can, with our administration, look at some of the outstanding issues. I don't know if I need to say a lot more than that. If between now and then there's utility that the applicant feels could be useful in terms of going back to the residents and trying to work out some of the issues you heard today, then obviously that is something you could exercise. But there's a couple of property development questions I think we have to work out over the course of the next 30 days anyway.
Okay. Any specific questions for Mr. Hamilton? Anybody? Councillor Swindell?
Yeah, well, I don't know if Patrick knows the answer to this, but the way it works, the way it's written here, because of the way the land is all laid out, there are some public lanes and right-of-ways in there. So the first part of our piece is to yeah. close those. So, like, if we're going to talk about carving off the land, that should actually, when you look at it, it appears like it is best suited for single-family residential. In order to allow the department to do that, would probably be in our best interest tonight to at least to close those or to close the unopened right-of-ways. Like, there were some back lane right-of-ways in there,
yes.
which is our first. Like, we have two items in front of us. One is, which is the closing of those never opened right-of-ways.
Yes.
And then the second is the subdivision of and rezoning. And I think by closing those right-of-ways, it probably makes the department's job a little bit easier in dealing with the total land mass.
Yeah, I had actually a similar feeling, but then, although I'm not I probably don't know as much about it as the chair of property and development does, but my thought was we might be closing the door if we did, in fact, do the closures today. So what is your sense of that particular point administratively? Is it helpful at this stage to do the road closures? And for people in the gallery who are listening, what we're talking about right now is we're talking about, without making decisions as to what can or cannot be built on the property, there's two applications. The first application is simply to shut down the extended Homewood Avenue out to St. Mary's and sort of the extended back lanes configurations that are kind of drawn into the future plans.
They don't exist.
They just exist
on paper.
In drawing.
So does it make any sense to deal with that part of things tonight? Or would you rather just leave everything on the table for next meeting?
My suggestion would be that you might want to wait and just leave okay. it until you know, categorically as to whether or not you're going to support the application for commercial or not.
What I'm looking at as being the problem in the future is if there is an agreement between Hopewell and the city that they're going to sever off that piece of land that somebody's suggesting should be residential, in order to do that, they need to be able to have the road closed because the road actually runs, or that right-of-way for a back lane runs between, across both of those properties. So we can come back here and that you wouldn't be able to do anything because you couldn't come up with an amended schedule because the back lane right-of-way isn't closed.
But we can do the subdivision subject to closing of the back lane like we do everything else. I mean, I just think it's better to just keep it simple.
Do the amended schedule. Like, here's the schedule showing the whole thing is C2. If you want to amend the schedule, you've got to be able to draw the boundary for the amended, and if you haven't.
Couldn't you just draw the boundary as is and just make the amendment subject to?
Kevin?
I guess the feeling I have is that ultimately, if you decide that you're not going to support the application for commercial and you're going to retain the land for residential, single family.
Yeah.
You know, then.
Okay.
For the thing is this entire parcel, right? So if you, let's say Hopewell goes to our administration, they say, okay, because this is a conditional offer, if I'm not mistaken.
It's conditional.
The city of Winnipeg is actually still the owner of the land.
That's correct.
So they negotiate their, the value is on this, separate from this. So this becomes
I understand exactly what you're saying. The question is Councillor Swindell correct in that
if we wanted to do something for next meeting to sever, if that was part of what we wanted to do, and that's by no means a guarantee, but if that was something we wanted to do, then would we have to, do we need to do the closures tonight or no? Because if we don't, then maybe it doesn't make sense to tie our hands right now anyway.
I don't think so. But,
Mr. Chairman, if you're asking my opinion as the applicant, I think process is served well if you move ahead with the closings, because it's a much more intense process than the subdivision. In my judgment, it does nothing to affect the outcome of a rezoning and subdivision application. It also facilitates the widening of St. Mary's Road, which your own administration is asking be achieved. So I tend to agree with Councillor Swindell, but either way, it makes no difference.
Yeah, no, because I haven't heard anyone tonight say they want the property to remain as a bush. And I haven't heard anyone say they want Homewood going out to St. Mary's. I don't think that would be a wish that anyone would have. So, yeah.
What's your will, Councillor?
You know what, let's close. Yeah, so
you want to close them?
Yeah, we might as well. We can sort of look at the plan.
I don't think there's any harm in doing it.
I don't think so.
Either way, it's not going to be closed by the time we come back to this meeting next month, because it's got to go to committee. It's got to go to council, which won't be till the end of March. Right. April. March, sorry. We're in February here.
We'll go to council a month ahead of us.